and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of April 21st through April 27th. Happy Easter and happy Passover, everyone, to those who celebrate it. I'm your host, Cardsy B. A little bit about me, and most of you who listen already know this, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I started learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then, I've turned that passion and hobby into a tarot practice and creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardsy B. So we just finished a powerful full moon in Libra on Friday the 19th, which just a few days ago. And this means that we're now in a waning period. This is a really good time to kind of Marie Kondo style clean house. And physically, we're in that going into spring period where it's actually above 50 degrees in New York. And that's a good time to kind of sort through clothes, accessories, change your closet over. And in that, really, you know, you can donate or consign what no longer sparks joy, as Marie would say, or what you no longer need. The waning moon for the rest of April is really encouraging this with both physical stuff and emotional baggage. It's really the perfect time to assess, do I really need this thing, feeling, relationship? Even if it was beautifully serving you at one point, if it no longer is, it's really kind of that moment of clarity and knowing that it's cool to drop this off at the universal goodwill, so to speak. And, you know, this way we move forward into the rest of spring and summer, really feeling lighter and kind of generating that space to be able to attract what is now in alignment, what, you know, whether that's a new pair of jeans, a new relationship, or just a new mindset. When you really drop off those things that you've outgrown, it's really kind of fun and exciting to be able to see what's going to come in from the universe to help you level up. So this is the final week of April's card. So as we kind of consider that period that we're moving into in the waning moon, don't forget that we're still working with the Emperor, aka Beyonce, in the Badass Bitches Tarot, and we still have another week or so of this. And so that is a powerful card. That's that Aries energy of really taking the reins and being able to set up the boundaries and foundation that we want for the rest of spring and summer and, you know, and the rest of the astrological new year. So really continue to work with that. Seize those opportunities. What is it that you're looking to kind of build and set and restructure? We also have another week or so of the Two of Cups energy from April. And that's really that Venus in Cancer vibe, bringing in mutually beneficial lover work collaboration. So because we're at the end of the month, you guys probably have already seen a lot of work around that Emperor energy and that Two of Cups collaboration. And I always say, you know, people kind of know this card for being like romantic collaboration, love, but it can also be business partners. This can be someone that you just work really well with. This can be just you jiving much better with the universe of really kind of doing that like co-collaboration work between you and cosmic consciousness. So that's a really harmonious time. It's a really great reset time. Again, going into that kind of new spring, summer energy. But if you want more detailed information on the April cards and kind of what this month was set up to look like based on the cards, you can go back to episode 37 of the podcast, and that has the monthly overview. But as we're still in April, let's do our final card of the week. Let's see what we've got here. Five of Pentacles. All right, so most of you know fives are challenging cards. They're personally not my favorite, but they're important cards. Fives are ruled by the Hierophant, which is the Oprah card in my deck, and that's really the teacher of life lessons. It's Oprah teaching us and giving us those aha moments, right? And while life lessons can be challenging, they always help us to grow and evolve. So Five of Pentacles in the OG Smith Rider Waite deck, it shows these two people kind of huddled over, walking in the snow, and there's a big stained glass window of a church in the background. They're kind of like, you know, holding onto their coats, they're shivering. And this position can tell you they're struggling. And, you know, that this is not a fun energy. They're out in the cold. They're struggling. But the key to this card is that love is literally all around them. They're not alone. There's two of them. A lot of the cards depict a single individual in the journey in that they have each other and they have this warm lit up church behind them. And as long as it's not like a scary Scientology church, they should probably go in, right? And get some shelter and blankets. But they're unable to see that in that moment. They're just focusing on the cold and the lack and what they don't have. Astrologically, Five of Pentacles is ruled by Mercury in Taurus. And Mercury is, it's that strong planet of communication. But as we know with Mercury retrograde, Mercury can be annoying. It can be like that annoying truth bomb friend that is speaking honestly, but you're like, you know, and Taurus is very stubborn. And Taurus is kind of like, I'm trying not to hear that right now, Mercury. So this creates friction. Mercury in Taurus kind of creates a bit of a challenge and often a lack mentality. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, Five of Pentacles is the Countess. So for those of you who may love the tabloids, you probably remember she struggled with some personal and financial challenges this year. But like the Five of Pentacles, these setbacks really allow you to assess what matters. You know, when who has your back and what to prioritize when you're moving forward through these struggles. This week, if you're experiencing some sort of a challenge or loss, really take the moment to look at Five of Pentacles and focus on what you may have around you that you know, may have forgotten about, whether that's like your best friends, your core peeps, just, you know, work that you love, an awesome apartment, your dog. Go back to that. And that really helps put things into perspective. Five of Pentacles to me, I always say when I'm reading, is it's a change in perspective card of what really matters. Things can totally suck. And it's not about denying those losses, traumas, heartaches, but it's about like, let's look at the big picture. Because, you know, in nature, there's always light and dark. And when you need to kind of shift your focus, like take yourself into the light a little bit. That would be kind of what I would say to look at this week if there are some challenges that pop up. I'm so excited because this week we have a very special guest that I've been wanting to bring on the podcast since I met her. We met a few weeks back at a healing retreat and I instantly became so fascinated with her work. Board certified OBGYN Karen Dunstan, MD, lost an incredible 100 pounds and literally healed herself with natural treatments. She used to deliver babies and now delivers exceptional wellness for women. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, how are you? It's so good to talk to you.
I am so, so excited to have you on. I have been literally since we originally met a few weeks ago at a retreat, I've been telling everyone about you. I've been just referring your website and your work to a lot of my friends and clients here in New York. So I'm excited to just be able to share more of that with the listeners of this podcast. I know that, like, you guys know, Karen, you know that the podcast is largely about tarot, but it's also really about healing work and kind of how healing yourself can, you know, then introduce healing into other people in your life, into the world. And the thing that I love about you is you've always worked as a healer because originally you were an OBGYN and then you kind of made this big shift. Can you tell us what inspired you to kind of make the shift from gynecology into natural healing? And what is the difference between the two?
Sure. So I was an OBGYN, which I loved, delivering babies, taking care of women's health, doing hysterectomies. And unfortunately, my health started deteriorating. And at one point, I weighed over 240 pounds. I had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, which is a condition where you have pain all over your body. I had depression, anxiety, my hair was falling out. And I really looked 20 years older than I was, and I felt that old also, and really had gotten disheartened. I would go to my doctor and I'd say, something's got to be wrong. She would run tests. They'd all come back quote unquote normal. And I got to this place the last time I went to see her, and she yelled at me and she's like, Karen, your labs are all fine. There's nothing wrong with you. And you could so clearly see there was something wrong with me. And I just was resigned that I was going to be obese and sickly the rest of my life because here I am. I know more about women's health supposedly than anybody else because I'm board certified in it. And I can't figure out what's wrong with me and I can't fix myself. And I just had gotten to this very hopeless, dark place. And then one day, one of my patients who I had been working with and giving her the standard medical care for perimenopausal symptoms, which is birth control pills. And if the first one doesn't work, then you give another birth control pill. And those didn't help her. And she went away and she came back a year later and she looked like a new person. And all her symptoms were gone, and she was kind of born again. And I said, well, what did you do? And she said, well, I went to see this doctor who practices something called functional medicine, and I brought you a book that told me about it. It was the book by Suzanne Summers called Breakthrough. And I thanked her for the book. I was amazed at her progress, and I took the book home and put it on my nightstand. And I was married at the time, and of course, I said to my husband, "I'm not reading that book. It's by Chrissy on Three's Company."
Amazing.
What is she going to teach me about women's health? And so, and then he says, "Oh, and she was a Playboy bunny too, and I know your mom was." So then I really wasn't going to read it. And it sat there for a long time. And then one day, it was a Saturday, and my kids peeked their head in the door, and they told me, "We're going to the movies, we'll be back." They didn't even bother inviting me to places anymore, because they knew the answer was always going to be no, because they knew mom was going to be parked in the bed in her PJs when she wasn't working. And I said, well, okay, let me pick the book up and just look at it so I can tell her, oh, thank you so much, and politely give it back. And I couldn't stop reading it after I picked it up, because it wasn't her opinion about anything. It was her using her celebrity as a platform to bring scientists and doctors in this field I had never heard of called functional medicine, bring their expertise and information. And when I read it, it was everything I had learned in medical school about how the body works that I was told to never mind that when I was a resident, just do what I do, because I tell you to do it, and really started learning, give a pill for every ill. If that doesn't work, then you start cutting organs out. And you really don't worry so much about how the body functions. And so I read that book eventually, like it was the Da Vinci Code, and I finished it that day. And then all of a sudden I had something I hadn't had in a long time, which was hope. All of a sudden, kind of this light shone, and it was like, you could live a different life. You might not have to be resigned to this. And so I made a commitment that day to myself that I would try what I had learned in the book and see if it worked. And if it did, that I really vowed that I would help change other people's lives, because all the middle-aged women I was seeing in my office had the same problems I did. And so I started using it, and it's interesting because even though I had checked my thyroid at least 10 times and it was quote unquote normal in regular medicine, when I learned about functional medicine and I did the right tests, so we had to check about 8 different parameters on my thyroid, and you read them the right way, so not using what the lab says is normal, because the normal that the lab defines is based on what 95% of the population has. Well, you and I both know that Americans, 60% of us are overweight or obese. We're not healthy, and that's who you're being compared to. So they're going to tell you it's normal, even though it's not optimal. And what you want to compare it to is optimal function. What's the best that I could be if I were tuned up like a Maserati? And so when I looked, did the right test and read them the right way, I had low functioning thyroid. But not only that, I had low progesterone, which in OBGYN, there's no standard of care to check sex hormone levels, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, which is insane because we check almost everything in medicine, right? We check your blood pressure and your temperature and your cholesterol and your potassium. Oh, but those female hormones? Oh, we don't care about those, right? So it's sexism in medicine. There's sexism in medicine. So when I checked those, I had progesterone deficiency. And then another test that you'll never hear about in your regular doctor's office is a salivary cortisol test. So cortisol is your stress hormone. I call it queen cortisol. You cannot live without it. It runs your weight, your sleep-wake cycle, your energy level, your immune system, whether you get sick or not, whether you get cancer or not. We don't check this in salivary testing in mainstream medicine. And when I did it, I had a flat line. Well, yes, it's as bad as it sounds, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
So enough cortisol to be alive, but not really functioning very well.
Yeah.
And, And that was just the tip of the iceberg. It went on from there. So as I was learning about tests, I would do them on myself. I started dressing them with natural treatments, lifestyle, vitamin, minerals, herbs, bioidentical hormones. And I just started getting better. And after 2 years, I had lost 100 pounds. I looked 20 years younger. I was off all prescription medications except bioidentical hormones. I had a whole new life. And so that initiated me personally into a new way of living. And then, of course, my patients say, well, what are you doing, girl? Because we want that. And so I started doing it with them. And so after a couple of years of doing that with them in my regular practice, I really came to the point where I said, you know, I'm not in integrity giving people birth control pills or doing hysterectomies anymore, because I know that's not the way that you create health. And I know that if people had access to this type of care, because all my patients whom I talk to about it, they say, oh, I want that.
So
I retired from OBGYN and I've done this full time since 2011.
Oh my God. That's incredible. And I'm so grateful that you, you know, discovered that you made that shift. And I'm sure so many of your patients and people that are just waking up to this are grateful for that as well. One of the questions I have is, this is incredible that you kind of found out about functional medicine and then were able to implement this on yourself first. But what is your advice to women who really have only had, you know, they're not doctors themselves and really only have exposure to traditional Western medicine? How would you advise that they are find ways to be tested for these things that, you know, traditional medicine is not testing?
Right. So you could look for somebody who is trained in functional medicine or someone who's trained in naturopathic medicine. And generally people who are trained in both of those are going to know about this special type of testing. If you don't even have access to that, because generally insurance doesn't cover this type of care, and so for some people that makes it cost prohibitive, the number one thing that you can do for yourself is know that food is medicine. Mm-hmm. And I would say is to look at how you're eating and what you're eating. Try to eat organic whenever possible, grass-fed organic beef, wild-caught fish, and really look at what you're eating and try to eat more of a plant-based diet. That is probably the number one underrated secret that I will tell you about getting healthy naturally is that. But that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I found that myself, just in terms of I've drastically shifted my diet to, you know, organic and plant-based over the past year and a half, 2 years, and I've seen my energy levels drastically shift. So I'm so grateful for that. And I think a lot of people don't realize the impact that can have. So in addition to your wellness practice, your functional medical practice itself, you also have an incredible podcast called Her Brilliant Health Radio. And I love that this podcast really gives access to, you know, little healing tips and insight no matter where you're located. So even if, you know, someone is not located, in Savannah where you are, they can still listen to the podcast and kind of find out some tips and tricks that are accessible and helpful. Was that really kind of your goal in creating the podcast? When did you launch that as an additional platform?
Yeah, so I launched it in September, and the intention was, yes, to educate women globally about the truth of their health, because the mainstream medicine standard of care exists all over the world, and people look to America as kind of the gold standard. And really, we were great with acute emergency care in America, but when it comes to healing chronic conditions, we really don't do well. So my intention was to elevate the dialogue and knowledge base for women of what's possible, and know that, I interviewed some people this week about a holistic dermatologist. And so when you go to the doctor for acne, you know, Accutane and birth control pills and topical treatments are not really where it's at. That's not the leading edge when it comes to skincare. So women need to know that your skin is just a reflection of what's going on inside, and it primarily has to do with your gut health and your microbiome, and it has to do with your hormones. And so that there is a different standard of care. You don't have to go to pharmaceuticals, and there's always a deeper meaning to whatever ails you. So instead of just controlling the symptom with drugs, you can actually heal from the inside out. And so I wanted women to know this. And I work with women actually all over the country and in Canada. So, and I have group programs too. So I do one-on-one. And this also lets people know how they can reach me for this type of care, because immediately I find that when women hear about this, they say, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
And then the next is, where do I go? And most people do not have a doctor in their town who does this type of medicine. And so that's why I started offering virtual consultations.
Oh, that's incredible. That's really good to hear, because I know I'm probably going to get a lot of requests for that. So I will link to your website and all of your information in the podcast notes to this episode. But that's awesome to hear. And it's funny, speaking about the dermatologist that you interviewed, you and I talked about this when we met. I had eczema that I had with all like steroids, topical. And it's funny, when I changing my diet, and largely celery juice for the eczema has been the most impactful thing out of everything I was prescribed through my medical doctor. So, and it's just, it's things I didn't know until I met the right people that were doing the work that you're doing. Cause I was willing to try anything, but like, I didn't even reach for natural options. I was just like, okay, whatever you're going to diagnose me for all of these things, you know?
Yes. And so I'm glad that you found that. And there are women, and they keep going to their mainstream regular doctors. And, you know, I don't, and people will, when they find me, they say, well, why didn't my doctor tell me this? And so one thing I think it's important for everybody listening to understand is, I'm not throwing your doctor under the bus. There really are caring people. They're highly educated and have great expertise, but you don't know what you don't know until you know it. And that goes for doctors too. And, you know, I look back at how I practiced mainstream medicine for all those years, and there was actually a holistic guy in town, and, you know, we all used to kind of laugh and snicker at him behind his back and say, you know, he was kind of a quack. Until I knew better. So all of the doctors who practice this type of medicine, universally, they had health problems, or they had a loved one who had health problems, and they weren't getting cures or proper diagnoses with the tools that we learned as mainstream physicians. And so they kind of went on this quest to find something greater. And those of us who are lucky find this, and then our lives are transformed, and our loved ones' lives are transformed. So your doctor doesn't know is why your doctor isn't telling you. And I used to say that I thought I knew everything there was to know about women's health. So why would I have any reason to question that or look elsewhere? I thought the answers didn't exist, right? But I heard it said really beautifully a couple of weeks ago. Someone said, it's not that doctors think they know everything. It's that they think they know everything worth knowing on the topic. And so that's why they don't necessarily seek elsewhere. And so it's just a fact of human nature. So don't throw your doctor under the bus. They're doing the best that they can with what they have, just like I did for, you know, over a decade. But when you know better, you do better, says Oprah, which I love. And it's so true. And so it's just being open. It's asking the questions. It's seek and you shall find. And if you're listening to this, you found, you know?
I love that. And I always find it's funny. That's why I love interviewing people that are not necessarily like exactly in my realm of tarot readers or astrologists, because they feel like I said, in general, it's really a podcast about healing. And I find that when I interview people from different healing modalities, it's kind of like needed universally, people that listen and then will write into me and have the most you know, the most gratitude for, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I was looking for. And it came through kind of unexpectedly on the podcast. And so I'm so excited to have you on for exactly that reason. I know that so many people really are seeking that information.
Yes, I was just going to add, if I could interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not only about physical health, it's about your entire life's health. So like today, I interviewed a woman for the podcast, Saima. She is a kind of a divine feminine goddess expert. And so it's about all of the tools that we can harness to live our best lives. And that includes healing our energy and spiritual body with all the tools possible, not just acupuncture, but accessing the divine feminine, using tarot, tapping, whatever it is, floating. You know, I'm a real fan of that. There's so many tools. And so to me, tarot fits right in with wellness.
Well, one of the other guests that I had on the podcast a few months ago is a leader kind of in conscious leadership in the corporate world. And one of the things that she shared was that your diet really consists of everything, not just what you physically put in your body, but what you watch on television and social media, you know, the words that you speak and consume. And I think that you are just fully embodying living that life. And I have so much respect and admiration for that. And I think that that really comes through in your healing work and in your podcast. And again, I'm so incredibly grateful for that.
So she's absolutely right that the diet is everything that you take in through all of your senses and orifices, all of your orifices. And so that means that, for instance, I don't own a TV. I really don't watch news or read the paper. I'm outing myself because most of it's negative and I don't want that in my consciousness. So I have, places where I'll get the information for just to know kind of what's going on in the world. But that affects people physically. So yes, it's very important.
So one of the segments I have on my podcast on a regular basis is called Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet, and listeners kind of write in or message me about stories of the spiritual work that they do and how they've kind of, come out, so to speak, to their friends and family. And I was really wondering, especially for you coming from more traditional medicine as an OBGYN, did you have kind of a pivotal coming out of the spiritual closet moment? And what was the reaction from those around you who just had known you your whole life as kind of a board certified MD?
Right. That's a great question. And actually, I discussed this exact topic with, I think on my second podcast, both the person I was interviewing, who's a healthcare practitioner, and I were talking about that and how we bring that into our work. And it's interesting because I discovered functional medicine in 2008. And I thought that really was the lesson, and the transformation in my physical health. But when I started doing this work with people, what I found is that there were about a third of the women that I worked with could take the tools of functional medicine, use them, apply them to their life, transform their health. They never looked back. But another one third could never seem to pick the tools up. And the other third could pick them up for a while, get some results, see that it worked, but they couldn't maintain it. And I really started some inquiry, like, what is going on here? And what I realized is that I had a spiritual awakening in 2004, where I was really in this bad place with my health. Like I said, I was overweight, in pain, depressed, anxious, and really seeing that we weren't really helping our patients. I mean, we would give them pills and potions and birth control pills and then do hysterectomies, but nobody really got healthy. And I was even saying to my colleagues, are we really helping anyone? And they thought I was crazy. But I've realized since that I really have a different kind of brain. I have this real forward-thinking evolutionary brain. So anyway, I would have these kind of breakdowns every month where I would just start crying and screaming, like, when do I get a break? Because I felt so overdone. I ran the business with 4 doctors and 30 employees. I was the main physician. I was the breadwinner in my family. I had 2 kids, so I was a wife and mother. And in 2004, I got the chance to go ride a horse, and the horse started bucking. And I stayed on the first three bucks, and then the fourth one, I went flying through the air, and my foot hit the ground. And the minute my foot hit the ground, I knew that it was broken. And in that moment, it was like slow motion. And it was just like everybody remembers where they were on 9/11, right? And you can back all those feelings, the emotions and the day. And so it was like that. It was like, I knew my foot was broken. And I knew it was broken because I had been screaming about a break. And so I didn't have a spiritual connection or any training or modeling before, you know, growing up. But I knew in that moment that there was an energy that infused the universe and that it was conscious and that I had created this by speaking into that energy.
Yeah.
And it scared the shit out of me. And it enthralled me at the same time. So I started this really deep inquiry into what is it, how do it work, how do I work with it. And I started going to Unity Church and praying and meditating and taking classes and reading. And I really got, you know, realized that I actually probably had a spiritual connection and a lot of intuition growing up, but I shut it down for various reasons. And so this started reawakening. And I was a little hesitant to bring it into the office. And so I really didn't talk about it. And I was like, people might be offended. You know, I lived in the Bible Belt. And so I really didn't talk much about it. But when I really started scratching my head about why don't people pick up these functional medicine tools, and I realized that this is why. The reason why I came in contact with the functional medicine is because I had been cracked open and I was ready to receive it.
Right.
And I realized that they hadn't had those experiences. So I started incorporating in my programs tools to help them understand about their energy body, and that it's not just about the physical, that they have this energy or spiritual body. What is it? How do you tend to it? How do you care for it? And how it is the framework really for your physical body. And so now it's my favorite thing to talk about. I actually did I was interviewed for a couple podcasts and a summit recently about the deeper meaning of thyroid illness. And so people are really waking up to the fact that it's not just about this structure that I live in. It's about the subtle energies that animate that structure that go on forever. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It is only transmuted. And the energy that is our soul goes on forever. And so that illness has everything to do with that. And so now I'm really unabashedly talking about it because I think it is the missing link for the opioid crisis.
Yeah.
It's the missing link for why Americans at the age of 50, the majority of us are over on five or more medications by the time we're 50. It's the missing link to all of the illnesses that we're suffering from.
Well, I love that you are giving, you know, an educated medical voice behind that. I think that that's something that I definitely believe, connect to, have an understanding of. But I love the more people that have kind of that scientific, I love Brené Brown's work for that reason. I love that you're a doctor educating people from that viewpoint, because I think that it's easy for people to hear me and be like, oh yeah, woo woo, like artist and tarot reader thinks that. But I really love the people that have the data to back it up, because it really kind of gives even the people that are skeptical a little bit of a wake up and a little bit of there might be something to that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because the MD degree does come with so much power, and with it comes responsibility. And I think that I've had the journey that I've had for a reason. And so my prayer every day is for Spirit to show me how to use my experience and my education for the best and highest for humanity, and how to speak intelligently about these things. And I'm actually considering writing a book about it and bringing in a lot of the scientific studies. So having the references in there that all of this is documented. It's not I'm just saying my opinion. I mean, the Nobel Prize was awarded for discovery of the Higgs boson particle, that the space between us is not just empty space. It's actually intelligent, conscious material that transmits thoughts and transmits information, and that scientific studies, the quantum physics studies on the how particles and waves behave and the observer effect, that just observing particles in a study changes how they behave. And so that means that as whatever we believe about our bodies changes how our bodies behave. So all of this stuff is scientifically proven. And I really feel that I do have a responsibility to bring this information to the public.
I love that. And I think that it is necessary. And I think that you're someone who has obviously the background, the credentials, but also such an incredible way of communicating it. So you are doing it. So keep it up. So incredible. The other thing, which is kind of like on a smaller scale, but I know that we talked about celery juice, but I know that people are always kind of asking me, because they know I've shifted my diet and I've done a lot of different healing modalities. What are some natural remedies that you see that are pretty universal, that aren't necessarily specific to like one ailment or disease, but things that you can easily incorporate into your daily routine that are pretty universal in terms of increasing your health?
So it's interesting. After I heard you guys talking about the celery juice, I did look up the medical medium. I had never heard about him and heard what he had to say about celery juice. Now, you know, he has a direct connection to the divine, supposedly. So I said, well, I'll try it. You know, is it scientifically backed up? No, but I tried it. And do you know what? I actually do notice a difference.
Yeah.
Some symptoms. I do wonder if that would happen with any kind of green drink. I don't know. But so what are some basic things that anyone can do? So I usually start my morning with the juice of a fresh lemon juice from a whole lemon, apple cider vinegar, because the health benefits of apple cider vinegar are documented. That's a real thing. And then I have a few different additives that I put in it. So I usually, instead of just hot water, I make a ginger turmeric tea and I add that. And then I have a green powder that I like, that's basically all kinds of veggies that they've dried and desiccated. And I like to put some of that. And then depending on kind of, I might rotate out some other supplements, but I like to start with that every morning because it helps to jumpstart your gallbladder. It makes your gallbladder contract and dump out most of your toxins, come out through your liver and your gallbladder into your stool. So it kind of jumpstarts that, and it starts to help to alkalinize your body. And so one of the main things that everybody wants to do is you want to get your body alkaline, right? So remember, from chemistry and biology, there's acid and there's alkaline, and the midpoint is 7. And if you're below that, you're acid, and above that, alkaline. And the body is usually will run neutrals about 7.4. But you want to be in the higher range, not lower. The more acidic you are, the more likely you have disease and or you will develop disease. So how do you become alkaline? You do it by eating alkaline foods. Alkaline foods are plant-based foods. So veggies, fruits, Those are alkaline producing. And the lemon juice in the morning helps jumpstart that, as does apple cider vinegar. So I know people are thinking, well, wait a minute, that's acidic. Yes, but for some reason, complicated science experiment reason, it actually helps you be more alkaline. And you can test your acid-base balance with your saliva. You can get pH paper and test it. And then that's probably the easiest thing to do. But eating more plant-based. So acidic foods are going to tend to make you more acid. So animal protein is acid producing. Sugar is acid producing. So you really want to minimize those. And I think of all the things that you can do for your health, I love starting that way with that lemon juice concoction that I make, because it really does jumpstart everything. But as in the beginning, so in the end, and how you start your day is how you end your day. And it also is a little reminder of my intention for the day to support my body by eating foods that are nourishing and eating with a purpose instead of just eating because it tastes good. Yeah. So I'm setting it up for the day, my intention. And then every time I go to eat, you're either eating something that's making you healthier or it's making you sicker. There's no in between. And so I always ask myself that question, is this supporting my health or is this tearing it down? And doing that in the morning really sets me up to be mindful of that throughout the day. So that's something I highly recommend.
I love that. I have heard people talking about starting your day with apple cider vinegar. I have a friend who highly recommends it, but now I'm grateful to hear kind of the reasoning behind it. And I'm definitely going to work that in as well. And I like the intention setting. I think that is so powerful in everything you do and especially in what you consume. So I love that. And I'm going to work that in as well. So in addition to your practice, like I said, I'm going to link to, and your Instagram. I know you are always posting updates with what you're working on there. Is there anything new we should be looking out for? New offerings that you have that are going to be available?
Sure. I'd love to share with your listeners a meditation that I just created for Her Brilliant Hormone Balance. So it's a meditation I created that's very relaxing and has elements in it that actually help you to balance the major hormones in the body so that they can support you. And I'd love to share that with your listeners.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Yeah, so I will, I'll link to that as well. That's going to be super helpful. I actually know several friends who are having complications in that area. So I'm going to share that with them, but I'll share it with all of the listeners in the link to this episode of the podcast as well. And because I ask every guest this, because it is a tarot themed podcast, I'm going to ask you before we close, do you have a favorite tarot card? And if so, why?
Oh, well, I really love the one that you have as Queen Bee, the Emperor.
Nice.
I think that's an incredible card. I think she's so iconic, and what she stands for is just strength and beauty and determination. I love it.
Yes, I love, the Beyonce card, the Emperor, is definitely one of my favorites as well. And it's actually, it's Aries energy. It is one of our cards of the month for April. So that was an awesome pick. I'm happy that was your choice. Yeah, well, thank you so much, Karen. I could literally talk to you all night, but thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're super busy, and thank you for sharing your new meditation with us. I know that the listeners are going to be really excited to be able to utilize that as well.
Yeah. Oh, you are so welcome. I hope that everybody enjoys it and that it really helps you to live a happier, healthier, better life. And thank you so much for having me. It's really my pleasure. I love what you're doing. I think it's brilliant. I love your deck and I love you. And I just think you're amazing.
Oh my gosh. Likewise. I'm so grateful that I met you and I'm excited for our continued friendship. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm so thrilled that Karen was able to make time to join us today. She's incredible, and I love that she was able to share some of her natural healing tips with us. So before we all head out, let's quickly go through the cards of the month. It's our last time for April. So we still have another week or so of the Emperor, Queen Bee energy, that Aries energy, reminding us that now is the perfect time to set a solid new foundation for how we want to move forward with the rest of the year. We also have Two of Cups. And as I said, we may have already experienced, I know I have, some of that strong partnership collaboration energy this month. And if not, we still have another week. So really use this time to open up to be able to collaborate with the universe, whether that's in love, in business, or just kind of co-creating with cosmic consciousness. On the card of the week, Five of Pentacles, it is a challenging one, but even if you're experiencing a kind of a setback of some sort this week, try to look at the big picture. This card is the reminder of all of the love and support that you already have access to. Thank you guys so much. And don't forget to check out Instagram Live tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can tune in for an overview of the upcoming week's cards and a chance to ask your own questions for a free live mini reading. Also, I always, you know, want to remind you that you can send your questions through in advance to badassbitchestarot.com or Instagram DM me, because I know some of you can't tune in right away or you can't see it live, but you watch it after the fact for the next 24 hours. So I'll always take questions in advance as well. I also have some more amazing events on the way. May 18th, the Flower Full Moon in Scorpio. I will be at one of my favorite locations in LA, Mystic Journey in Venice Beach, for a Q&A and deck signing. Also, there is still a little bit of space left for Rise Gathering, the spring retreat, which I'm a featured reader, the weekend of May 31st through June 2nd. And you can get $100 off if you use my code CARDZ2019 at risegatherings.com. Also, continue to follow at CardsEB on Instagram and badassbitchestarot.com, because I'm always posting new events, giveaways, and, you know, fun things that are going on. Thank you guys again so much for listening. And as always, stay magical AF.